Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. Today, it seems that many people are very interested in clinging to any piece of Irish heritage they have, as we remember today, the Feast of St. Patrick. And while there are many traditions that abound about St. Patrick, I just want to focus briefly on the persistence that he had and his faithfulness as he was captured and enslaved for several years working in Ireland, later escaping, and then years later returning to actually preach the gospel in Ireland to convert those who worshipped many of the pagan gods. And this mission that he had to preach the gospel was done at great personal cost and risk to himself, as he was persecuted by many others and threatened in many ways. But the desire St. Patrick had to share this life that he found in Christ with others was unable to be suppressed. And that is striking to me as I reflect on this intense desire he had to share with others the truth of the gospel, and to ask that the Lord would renew within me and renew within us this desire to share what my life with Christ has done and how that changes things, how that grants freedom in a way unlike anything else, that following the Lord is the thing that defines and shapes our lives. And the hope that it would be even more so the thing that defines and shapes our lives. So there's this lengthy prayer called St. Patrick's Breastplate that is believed to be written by St. Patrick, although the authorship is uncertain. And it's quite long, but there's this smaller section that is often referenced as St. Patrick's Breastplate. And it goes, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. And so this prayer seems to strive to encompass how St. Patrick tried to live his life and how each of us should strive to live our lives. That Jesus Christ is the one who animates every single aspect of our lives and renews us and gives us this rich fullness that cannot be achieved through any other means. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Patrick, for the way in which he preached the gospel faithfully to the Irish people. Lord, continue to bring about a renewed faith among all peoples, that we would be willing to sacrifice anything in order to follow you, Lord. St. Patrick, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.